Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frell is with us this morning. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Mary. The Irish soccer team in action tomorrow. We're counting down the hours now.
We need a win.
And we need a win. And not getting terribly too excited about it.
The Finns need a win as well.
Well, this is it as well. We need a win. We need a win. We're going to be glass half full here this morning. Both teams yet to pick up a single point in this Nations League campaign. And, you know, we were talking off air here about the mood isn't great at the minute. You know, just such a disappointing run of results and form. But the same can be said of Finland. And I'm just looking at the ticket sales here. There's a bit on this here this morning. So the stadium is a wonderful stadium, 37,000 capacity Olympic stadium, only 15,000 tickets sold. 1,000 of those, 15, will be Irish fans. So I think they're very disappointed with their team as well. But also the kickoff time, very late tomorrow night, 9:45 local time. So not the most of appetising nights ahead for them as well. 2-1 cap players in the Irish squad this time around. One of them, English-born midfielder Jack Taylor. He plays for Ipswich. He qualifies through his late grandfather, Jim Skelly, who moved from Longford to London. Jack has been talking about what this means for himself and his family.
That's the aim, just to get onto the pitch and try and bring something different to the team. We need at least a win, I think, in this camp. So hopefully a good performance and definitely a good result will be very positive. My mum's always been really proud to be Irish, and my granddad, when he was here, still was the most Irish man ever. So I know it doesn't sound like me, but. He was really proud, and he will be looking down now, really proud of me, I guess. Yeah, it'll be massive. We've been waiting. I'm 26 now. Hopefully, I was praying it was coming a little bit earlier, but these things happen in football, and I'm just delighted to be here now. And when that moment does come, I think it'll be special for the whole family.
And more from the Irish soccer camp a little bit later on. Irish women's international Savannah McCarthy is facing a sometime on the sidelines news that she has a suspected broken leg. The Shamrock Rovers player injured in a road crash near Glynn in Limerick on Sunday evening. Munster pair Peter O'Mahony and Ollie Yeager will miss Saturday's big BKT United Rugby Championship game against Leinster at Croke Park. O'Mahony has a hamstring issue while Yeager is carrying a neck injury. Leinster and Munster live here on Radio 1 on Saturday and RTÉ Television. Connacht can call on Keane Prendergast and Josh Ioane for their match away to Ulster around about the same time, shortly after the Leinster-Munster game. That will be on Saturday evening. Both have completed HIA protocols. Joe Joyce has recovered from a neck injury. Katie Whelan's been called up to the Irish squad ahead of Friday's final WXV1 game against USA. She replaces Katie Heffernan, who suffered an injury to her arm in training. Ireland faced the USA in their third and final outing here. Eve Higgins has taken a lot of positives from the defeat to Canada at the weekend.
On the day, it was kind of a good reflection to see how much we improved in the second half, and even watching back of how much we actually let slip in the game, and how much more we can do and capitalise on in the game. And that's all positives going into the match week, first WXV1, and you know, we've had some good memories, and I think we're just all raring to go and are itching to have one last match that we can prove ourselves again.
In Gaelic games, Mickey Graham has stepped down as manager of the Leitrim Footballers just 2 months after his appointment. The Leitrim County Board issued a statement on the matter last night and say Mickey was fully committed and looking forward to his role ahead of the season, but circumstances beyond his control have led to him making this decision, and regrettably for all concerned, he'll not be continuing his appointed position. Finally, there's racing today in Navan, and the action there gets underway at 1:51.